Today's music begins with two hymns on the chimes. First is Eternal Father Strong to Save, or the Navy hymn, in honor of Veterans Day. The second is Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and Burning, in relation to today's gospel text. The prelude is an organ setting by Wayne Wold of I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, the same hymn that the choir will present in an anthem later in the service. The opening hymn is Arise, Your Light Has Come, and the hymn after the sermon is This Little Light of Mine. The anthem is a virtual recording of I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, set for choir and organ by Paul Montz. Check out our Facebook pages to see a video version of this anthem. Finally, the postlude is a toccata by the Baroque composer Johann Pachelbel, this one in C major.
Thank you. As we prepare now to enter into worship, let me remind you that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. Let me also remind you as we gather today that we are indeed remembering and giving thanks for the veterans in our midst. And I know there are many of you listening this morning. We express to you a deep gratitude on this Sunday closest to Veterans Day and give thanks for your service among us. I remind you also that in the midst of worship today, we will be dedicating the covenant commitment forms that have been returned, expressing promises on the behalf of St. John's members to support our financial budget for 2021. As of today, we have just under 60 covenant commitment forms, which is about half of what we usually have, and not surprising in an unusual year. It is not too late to turn yours in, to express your willingness to be on board as we work together to do the ministry and mission of St. John's in the year ahead. I invite you now to join with me in taking a deep, slow breath. As we breathe in God's presence among us wherever we may be, inside or out, near or far, heading to work, quietly at home, surrounded by family or all alone, may we know that God is with us as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, may we breathe out that which would distract us or cause us not to be focused on God here among us. We breathe deeply as we enter into worship now and focus on our theme for the day, tending God's light. In a world where words are often biting and harsh, thoughtless and soul-destroying, I quite honestly am drawn to words that are a bit kinder and gentler. Words like tending, which happens to appear in today's theme, and is used in relation to God's light. As people of faith, we are called to tend God's light. To tend means to care for, to minister to watch over or look after. Aware that tending and being tender are clearly connected to one another, what does tending God's light look like for us as followers of Christ? For starters, we do not tend God's light by shining it directly into the eyes of others. We do not tend God's light by fanning flames of prejudice and hatred directed toward those with whom we disagree or of whom we are afraid. Nor do we tend God's light by keeping it to ourselves, refusing to share it with those we deem unworthy. No, we tend God's light, God's life-giving presence in our world, by sharing it freely, by making sure it does not go out due to neglect, and by allowing it to guide our daily living. The psalmist likened God's word to light. He wrote, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." May we tend God's word, God's light, with tenderness and care, knowing our very lives and the lives of all in God's world depend on it. May we do that even now as we worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we confess our sins, I invite you to join with me in praying the prayer of confession. The words are available on our website and Facebook page. If you do not have them within reach, not to worry. We simply invite you to be with us then in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Tender, loving God, when you created us and placed us in this world, you gave us the task of tending many things. Your creation, our sisters and brothers, the little ones who have no voice, and your light, just to name a few. In the fray of everyday living, it is easy to forget our high calling and instead resort to focusing totally on tending to our own needs. Forgive us, most merciful God, for letting your light go out at a time when your light and the hope that accompanies it is so desperately needed. May we tend your light as though our very lives depended on it, because they do. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, thankfully, we are able to tend the light with open hearts and light hearts because we have a God who forgives us, a God who, when we confess our sins, wipes the slate clean. Not just partially, not just every now and then, but totally, all the time, whenever we ask. May we claim this gift. May we allow it to change the way we live our lives. May we share it freely with those we encounter along the way. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 1 through 3, and then verses 14 through 25. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac. Now therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods of your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. And who did those great signs in our sight? He protected us along the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." But Joshua said to the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good." And the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." He said, "Then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and him we will obey." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made statutes and ordinances for them at Shechem. And our gospel reading today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout. "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." I've got another special message for our children. If you have ever been camping, you know that almost everything revolves around the fire. You might set up your tents around it, use it to cook your food or to keep warm. It provides a central gathering spot to pull up your chairs and talk or tell stories, or just be quiet and look at the dancing flames. I used to work at a church camp in the summer, and one of the first things we learned as we trained to be on staff was how to build a fire. Now I'll confess, I was and really am awful at building a proper fire. But once it gets going, like once someone else gets it going for me, I can definitely take it from there. You see, just as important as starting a fire is learning how to keep it going, how to tend the flames. Do you know what the word tend means? Reverend Sue explained it just a bit ago, but I'll remind you. To tend means to care for, to look after, or to give your attention to. Once you manage to get some flames going, the job isn't done. You have to make sure your fire has enough wood and oxygen so that the flames stay strong and bright. And even once things look like they're burning brightly, you can't just walk away and expect it to stay exactly the same. It requires attention, care, tending. You have to keep feeding it and caring for it and making it the true center of your campsite. I bet you've heard the song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." In fact, you'll hear it just after the sermon. Each of us has a flame, a light that God has placed within us, and it too requires tending. Just like the song says, God's light is meant to shine everywhere we go, but it doesn't mean that that doesn't require some work on our part. We can't just light the fire of our faith on a Sunday morning or in the presence of those we know and agree with and then walk away. Our faith, our relationship with God, the ways we shine God's light in the world, require our attention, our care, and our looking after. There are many ways to do that. We pray, we surround ourselves with people who encourage us in our life of faith, like our saints we mentioned last week. We learn and grow in knowledge and in heart. We stretch ourselves to live even more like Jesus lived. We join together in worship and in carry out connection activities. Each of us has to keep feeding our faith so that our light shines brightly, and most importantly, doesn't go out when things get tough. In your carry out connection box this week, you are going to create your own colorful light to tend, to remind you of God's colorful light shining in and through you. Use the paintbrush to spread glue over the glass votive and then stick the colorful squares of tissue paper to the outside of the glass. This will create a beautiful stained glass look, just like the ones in our sanctuary. Then find the little battery-operated tea light in your box and turn it on and place it in that glass votive and watch it light up all the beautiful colors. Now, depending on the colors you used, your light will shine differently, and that's okay. In fact, it's great. God's light shines in each one of us differently, but the most important thing is it shines. In our scripture lesson today, we are reminded to always be ready to shine and share God's light with others. It's not always easy, but don't worry. You don't tend your faith fire alone. The fire that God started in you won't go out. And the more you shine and share and allow others to do the same, the brighter it will become. Let's take some time now to pray, and then we will end our prayer with the Lord's Prayer, which we will say together. God of light, thank you for lighting a fire within us that will never go out. But help us to remember to feed the flames of our faith every chance we get. Help us to shine God's light colorfully and brightly in all the places of darkness in our world, and to look for your light shining in and through others we meet along the way. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.